only thing that was on my mind tonight is letting go is freedom. Letting go is walking in the footsteps of Buddha. Even saying, just let it be. What it means is let it be what it actually is, instead of making it into something it isn't. Letting go is letting go of deluded view, that which isn't real, so that it can be real. This is dealing with what's right here, right in front of you right now, exactly the way it is. But there's no aggravation. There's no forcing one's will, one's ego. It's just, hello there. I'm here. There's an apparent you there. And by not grabbing onto the idea of what you are, what you represent to me, it allows you to be what you are, which allows me to be what I am. There's this allowing that takes place instead of a controlling, a trying to manipulate, trying to, you know, and this is so subtle because our ego is so well defined and we're so caught up in it that we don't recognize, we don't even see how it's working. Although every time we have an irritation, that's an indication. Irritation is an indication of ego. I spent my whole life thinking I had to make something of it and constantly failing at that. Never quite making it into something that I could live with. Always some irritation, some inadequacy, or some frustration, anger, or wanting to move things in a particular direction, getting them to be the way I think they should be. But when I look over my whole life, my original face has always been there. It was never missing, even though I thought it was. Thought I'd go find it. Now, when you look back on your life, I think you can always find those moments where you felt your original face, where you felt the real presence of the energy of being, just being. And sometimes it can be confusing because your ego says, oh, wait a minute. What's that? I mean, that's a weird feeling, feeling connected to everything, or whatever, however you would express it. You know, when right now, I mean, I am, you know, I'm struggling. You know, things aren't working. I don't have a relationship the way I want, or, you know, I'm angry, or, you know, how can I have that? How can that be there? I have to keep struggling. I have to keep making. I have to keep working at it. You know, succeed, be something. Da 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 da. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about letting go. It's that. It's that struggle. You know, playing in this, what I call the dreamscape. You know, this is what our whole upbringing, our becoming a person, an adult, is about. All of these things that I'm talking about, these struggles, these identifications, these ideas. When I say it is and it isn't, if you just think this is a dream, and it's not real, you're not getting the whole picture. Because you are, it's your dream. So you have input here, you have responsibility, you have the ability to make your life better by changing how you've your perception of what it is. So it's not just like put on you. You know, it's a moving, evolving experience that you have input in constantly. If you can let it be and just see what happens, every moment that that happens for you, every moment that letting it go in my relationships, in my work, whatever, to actually be there and do it and not adding something to it. Liberation isn't any further than that. I don't really know what there is to liberate except this that I'm talking about, this, you know, self-centered view of how we think things are. I mean, once we let go of that, isn't that liberation? I mean, what else is there? Because we already have it. When we're walking in Buddha's footprints, who's walking there? It's your footprints. But we think it's Buddha's footprints. We couldn't possibly walk in Buddha's footprints. You know, life is a wonderful adventure. It's beautiful. And we should make the most of it. And yeah, you know, sometimes it can be a real struggle because of what we're accustomed to, the way we perceive things. But when those moments bubble up that are free, liberated, be grateful. Don't run away scared, because they're not what you expected. I think liberation is scary. You have to give up a lot. But not actually. Is that clear? You understand? Yeah. So, anyway.
I just want to say, I've had a terrible sit tonight.
Oh, good.
I had a terrible sit. I was very anxious coming in, thinking about random stuff. And then I found it subsided, but because I bypassed, like I was just kind of thinking about other stuff, like projects I'm working on that are interesting. Right. And he was talking about something you were focusing on.
Yeah, letting go.
Like,
yeah.
And so when you say that, are you focusing on that almost like as a mantra, or are you actually to remind yourself to bring you back and then you kind of actually let go? Or is your constant reminder to let go?
Well, when you've let go of your view, which is created by your identification with self, what's left? What's left, that's what I was focusing. By not identifying with my idea of self, which is what we're letting go of, I was just present. So there's that freedom, because you're not clinging to, grasping onto things. Now, you know, the thing about it is, I'm not saying that I didn't have random thoughts or projects going through. And all of that is happening at the same time, because you do have a body. You do have an idea of self. You do have all that going on. So that's why when I say it isn't, it isn't. You know, you're not identified with it, but you're not saying it doesn't exist. You're not fighting with it. You're not trying to control it. So, you know, sometimes what you consider a bad sit, because all that noise, It's not really noise. It's kind of like processing out. It's like kind of like the waves, you know. And if you sat longer, we maybe sat for another hour, you might have a different experience. Or another 5 minutes, another
Cool.
minute. You know, it doesn't matter how long. It's just, it's there's a sh almost like a switch or something that happens where you actually can let go.
Yeah, I mean, again, like
Well, what's the anxiety about?
I was thinking about people in Palestine in rubble, and then
Oh.
I was thinking about like there's no reason why like I'm not
Oh.
I'm identifying with them, and it was just.
Yeah.
It just got to me, and now I was able to. That anxiety subsided, but I subsided because I was like I shut it out,
I
which is
understand.
not doesn't seem like it's that's like going into it, you know, like this idea of like going through the fear and the anxiety.
Yeah.
But anyway, my whole thing is like the whole that nature of bypassing,
Yeah.
shutting things out as opposed to. Investigating, like you always talk about, like you mentioned about, like having those feelings and being like, what is that? Looking at it and watching it dissolve in some ways.
I am very aware of the suffering going on in on the planet and the way people treat each other and all of it. And that's why the whole rap about letting go is freedom. Because liberation is the only answer out of this problem. Now, compassion is really different than empathy. Compassion has to do with really understanding why things are the way they are. Empathy is a little bit different, you see. It's an emotional kind of connection to a to another group of people who you feel connected to, you know, which is different than understanding the whole nature of suffering and why it is the way it is, and coming at that compassionately. And there's nothing I can do directly except hold my place in all this that is more harmonious and isn't passing the judgment of right and wrong and this and that and wanting to fix it from the perspective of war. There's never a solution to it. It has to be dropped. Greed, anger, ignorance, the poisons are at work big time. And, you know, it's reflected as anger and more fear and more resentment and more, you know, there's so much pain and misery. All of that is so wrong headed, topsy-turvy. Everything about it is just there's no solution there because you can't fix that unless somebody in the midst of it goes, I've had enough of this, I'm not doing this anymore, and changes for themselves where it's at. Can you, I mean, maybe there are things you can do in terms of sending money or helping this way or that way, but you know, there's just nothing to fix it.
Yeah, so
Okay.
you have projects and plans that you mentioned first, and how easily this can jump, in the mind, like it's like, yeah, we could go very quickly from morbid concerns to being haunted by lollipops. Like, oh, what am I talking? What am I thinking about lollipops for? I don't know.
Yeah.
And this thing can continue going on.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this. This conundrum of like having a bad sit. It's interesting to me. It's something I like to look at because, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience. There isn't some way we can download
what it is we're experiencing, but the thinking is not going to, it's not going to stop. And there's certainly, and I say that because I have a lot of trouble because my mind is very active all the time, and the letting go is not something that can be touched. It's an intuitive thing. You
Yes.
can't, you there there isn't anything else you can say about it. The thing is for me is that projects, plans, concerns are a daily struggle, and I've always got things that I need to keep in mind or plan for or control in some way to make it work. So there's all that stuff just kind of baked into the thinking process, and I really enjoy seeing the evolution of that kind of dance because it's like the existence of absolute truth and relative truth, and the difference between letting go or modifying, refining, perfecting something. It's a dance. It's like, and the thinking part for me is like that modifying and perfecting and refining part where I'm somehow galvanizing a skill or an intelligence or my personality, or I think I have a certain sentiment about the troubling times when you're telling yourself you have a bad sit, when it's tumultuous and it hurts and it's like everything's agony. Hate this, I wish I didn't feel this way. I've come out of those kind of things with my own sense of insight. And I think as the evolution goes, there's a little bit more of a chuckle than a, than trying to get in there and fix everything.
Oh, yeah. So what you're describing is the struggle. Where does suchness come in? Now what? What's there now? So you see, it's so tricky because we fool ourselves into it. We give credence to all that stuff. Yeah, I have to plan. I have to do this. I have to do it. I mean, otherwise, who's going to do it if I don't do it? You could do it without doing it. You could do it without making it. You can be it without having to think you have to be it. See? But that's a huge, that's a leap. That's enlightenment. That's like waking up. That's like, bam, instant realization. It's boom. And it's like, you're not there anymore, but you are there. Nick is there, but he's not there. You know, it's all of it. Your concerns, your troubles, the bad sit, it's all there. But it's not there. It's not really who you are. It's just happening. But when we identify it with it strongly, then it's a bad sit. Or it's just a sit. Just a sit. It's just, there you are. Okay. And it's all good feedback, you know? It's like biofeedback. It's like, it's all just telling you something. Take it or leave it. I mean, just, but don't struggle with it so much. Let it be kind of like a movie. It's like going past the screen.
Something to be said about the human organism in relation to what comes up, or when we do become aware of the stories attached to things that we're feeling, because we like to have something to recognize as a part of the discomfort or the irritation or the actual like need to attach. there's a need for attachment in a human part of things. The hard thing about liberation is also knowing that even being liberated doesn't take all of that away.
Exactly.
It's still there. It's more of just how you witness it when it's showing up, because that's the only thing that separates, like, the wholeness from the part or the particle or the thing that then gets attached to, right? And grabbing onto a part of something, but it is out there, all of it. And when it's liberated, it's still all there.
So it's like, you see, compassion is understanding, and empathizing is identifying.
I feel like with empathy, that sometimes there's not a boundary. It's like, it becomes more of who you are with.
Empathy feels like an embrace, whereas compassion is a type of kindness that is exuded, but it's not necessarily embracing something.
What about compassion is the realm of healing? Empathy is the realm of understanding, the emotional heart-mind connection relationship. Where compassion a less of a connecting experience, it's more of a letting it be.
And so let's say you're suffering.
Yeah.
I feel empathetic towards you.
Right.
Don't you feel as though that might ameliorate some of the suffering if you knew that I am looking at you and understanding and feeling that you are suffering and I want to be here for, you know, if there is something there.
It's like from a vibrational perspective, though, I feel like someone that if I'm suffering and I'm sharing that suffering with someone and they're being very empathic, I feel like they come down to my level of suffering. But if someone's being compassionate, there's this element of being lifted up.
That's good.
I think of some retreats I've been on with Buddhist monks where they have this ability to be present even with very intense suffering, but they don't go down
right
to that level of suffering.
Yeah.
They're able to bring it up. I mean, it's hard to describe because there really aren't words in English to describe it, but that's what it feels like to me.
Well, that's what Ramdas says when he said he was playing, when he goes to be with people who are dying, that they'd be waiting for him to get over his whole, like, I'm here to alleviate suffering shtick.
Right.
So then they could just be together.
Yeah.
And that's where it is. Not coming down to their levels.
Yeah.
Keeping that frequency and raising them up.
Well, I just wanted to say I identified with Mike's struggle and understand it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. This was a nice evening. Appreciate it. Thank you.